Hey, what's up, Doc? Man, I'm coming in, man. I'm having some problems, man. I need a diagnosis, man. I'm having some real problems, man.
Sure. Sit down. Sit down right there, please. Now tell me, what kind of problems are you having?
Thank you, but man, I'm having trouble sleeping at night, man. When I go outside and walk my dog, I feel like these niggas can't see me. I
That's
feel like Pac,
interesting.
you know what I'm saying? They can't see me or hear me or feel me. I'm the man.
Interesting. What other problems are you having? Please tell me.
Oh man, I'm just having trouble, just feeling these niggas, man. Niggas talk, I don't hear them. You know what I'm saying? They void to me.
That's interesting. Go ahead. What else? What else you got
I'm
going?
also having trouble sleeping at night, man. I'm waking up in cold sweats, having dreams, too many bitch niggas around me.
Okay. Now let me hold this picture up. When I hold this picture up, what do you see?
I see a whole lot of bitch niggas, man. Just surrounding the place, they crowd me.
Okay, interesting. To me, it sounds like you're suffering from being a real nigga. How do you feel about that?
Man, I feel like I am that nigga. I am that nigga. Shit, fuck the, I am that
nigga. South Salute, nigga. Real South Guard, nigga. Street fashion icon, nigga. Seasoning, Lord, flavor, Messiah, nigga. Inspiration to the youth, nigga. TSL, we taught y'all this flavor.
2013, some out the first nigga wearing Ferragamo. Back when they ain't even make big buck a man's belts and that's on my mama. I was buying 3 Balenciagas back when niggas waiting outside for Jordans. Niggas posting every new release on their Instagram like that shit important. I was already pimping 3 bitches, you was only selling marijuana.
We feel like it podcast where we broadcast
when the fuck we feel like it.
Trey and Sean in the building, episode 4. How you feeling over there, Trey?
And I feel like I got the sauce away.
And real quick, that sauce Walker, Sauce Baby is the name of the song, and apparently this nigga has sauce. I didn't know.
Shit, goddamn, he got the city dripping now, man. We ain't using no more. We splash now, man. Shit.
Sauce Walker, we appreciate the sauce update, because I personally was worried if he still had the sauce. And
He still got the sauce, man. He's still dripping. He's dripping all over the bitches, man. God damn it. Diamonds everywhere.
And we got a special guest in the building. We got our very own cousin. You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Ah, sure thing, man.
What's your name, man?
Real name is Evan. Nickname that I've been trying to kill forever is Ziggy, that I refuse to go by anymore. And other nickname of mine is Tatsuo, which is a Japanese transliteration of my name, so...
Okay, that's too much information, but thank you.
There you go, man.
This nigga that got a farmer on the mic and shit. Damn, nigga, just relax. We family. Just, you not doing an interview.
This ain't no goddamn job interview.
Who said anything about a job?
Nigga, so he trying to kill him. Nigga, your name is Ziggy, nigga. I don't even agree with this. Your name is Ziggy,
man.
Nigga,
I've been trying to kill that goddamn
you
name.
You can't kill it, man.
Been trying to kill that motherfucking name
you
forever.
Can't. It's your name, man. When niggas say Ziggy, that okay. And then Evan, who?
Yes, you know it's bad. The family knows me as my goddamn nickname. You know, you still work at certain jobs, they'll call me, oh, I need to speak to Officer Lovett, blah, 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 blah.
Nigga, when you call my phone, Ziggy pop up. 2G, nigga. 1Y.
I didn't even know you had a real name.
God damn. See, I know me called me the other day. Hey, what's your real name, Ziggy?
And what'd you say the other name is? Tatsi.
Tatsuo. T-A-T-S-U-O.
Tater Tot Rose?
Tater Tot Rose.
This nigga still think he Japanese. We ain't forgot about that.
Ironically, our grandfather was actually half Japanese.
That nigga got a samurai in the back pocket right now. We
so, that's where we get it from.
Don't fuck around. What you got going on today, yo, cuz?
Work, work, and more work, and not... No fun and work. So all I do is work.
Yeah. How do you feel about working for other people?
All right. Me? Who's going first? Me? You. Him? You. Me?
Go ahead.
That's a loaded question, man. Number one.
So go. At that one? I say one?
Hell no, but all right.
Well, I tried.
Shit, I'm in the U.S. Army, so I'm working for somebody all the time. There's always a chain of command. There's always somebody that's above you. You're doing work for them. You're doing work for your commander. Then above all else, you're doing work for shit. You're working for the country. You're working for the president, whatever the case may be. So you're working for somebody. So it is what it is.
Well, that's cool, but, man, you doing an interview with us. You know what I'm saying? This is... So keep it real. How do you really be feeling about these motherfuckers?
I just told you, man. Shit.
Damn, I didn't hear no motherfuckers, or I gotta go work for these sons of bitches. I didn't hear none of that.
Oh no, some other job. No, those motherfuckers. God damn it, motherfucker. God damn it, these pieces of shit motherfuckers that work all goddamn day, all night.
So you like working for? You like being in the army?
Hey, it's all right. It's it's like eating eating dog shit with sugar on it sometimes. Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes you'll get some cool shit to do, but then you see all the commercials, you blowing up shit, and come on, get down, cover down.
What kind of people you got to meet?
Man, the first motherfuckers I met, a dude he peed on the ground in basic training. This motherfucker peed on the floor and he poured bleach on top of it. So I watched him.
He just what? Yeah, like he peed through his pants and shit?
Well, we're in the goddamn barracks. We're in the bathroom. All the toilets were taken. He's like, I gotta piss. He's like 19, dancing around and shit, spinning in circles. I'm just looking at these motherfuckers. They don't know how old I am. I didn't really speak to people that much. I'm just watching him. He's like, motherfucker, what are you doing? He peed on the goddamn floor in little grates in the ground where they put water and shit. He peed in that motherfucker and poured bleach on top. I just watched him. Then he started coughing. I'm laughing at him. I was like, motherfucker, you just made mustard gas, right?
Yeah, so basically you just found out how unsanitary motherfuckers is.
Unsanitary.
There's some nasty motherfuckers out here, man.
Stupid. I mean, basic training. I watch a motherfucker take a gun magazine and put that bitch in backwards. I don't know how the fuck you put it in backwards. And the bullet's in backwards.
He tried to shoot niggas behind him. He don't train on him.
Man, he made me think about that scene from Forrest Gump.
This nigga with this Forrest Gump shit. This nigga bring up Forrest Gump every day.
Forrest Gump. God damn.
Nigga run up on that nigga. God damn it, boy. What is your malfunction? Nigga putting that hoe in backwards.
And real quick, Trey, I didn't know you were suffering from being a real nigga. That's crazy. How you all right over there?
Man, how you hear about that, man? But yeah, man. I'm a real nigga. I'm doing all right. Sometimes I'm having a hard time. On the way over here, man. Breaking the sweats and shit, man. I'm still adjusting to this shit. Okay, fake niggas around me. So many lies and shit. Them niggas, they're so fake, man.
Now that you say it, I feel like I might have the same problem. I don't know. I didn't know what that was, but now it all makes sense now. God damn it.
Yeah, man, when you just be, running your business and you just start breaking out in cold sweats, there's some fuck niggas around you. You got to pay attention to your gut.
And how do you feel about working for other people?
Man, I hate working for a motherfucker, man, because you're making them rich while they giving you pennies on the dollar type shit.
Yep.
Fuck that shit.
Once again, it's voluntary slavery.
Yeah, like, I mean, we are still in the slave mentality, but then again, Willie Lynch did guarantee that for at least 1,000 years. See, a lot of people don't even know who that is or what that is.
Fuck that nigga.
Also, we created this podcast because of this situation. We created this podcast because we don't want to work for other people.
Yes, indeed. I've heard the stories.
Yeah, man. It's bullshit working for somebody
else. And back to the military. I can't really be in the military, my nigga, because all my camo clothes got Ralph Lauren on it. I don't know. I don't think I fit in.
Man, they will give you some new shit, and they'll throw it at you. Put it on. You'll look at them. Drill sergeant, it's too small. Drill sergeant, it's... Bitch, you're going to lose some weight in that motherfucker. You got to put it on.
That sounds very appealing.
Motherfucker yelling at you and shit.
See, it's funny. Basic training, the beginning of part, yeah, of course. Basic training is gonna suck. It is not cool. It's not fun. But I did a lot of goddamn laughing. Like, there's so much stupid shit that happened in that point in time, man. God damn. Like, first 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks I got there, I was like, oh no, I fucked up. What the hell was I thinking? I got to this goddamn place, everyone between 18 to, no, 17 to like 24. And here my old ass. I was 31 and I got it. I'm looking at everybody. I was like, oh,
so you
shit.
Was the, so you were the oldest cat out there?
The oldest dude in there was 37.
You were barely 30.
Shit, I was turning 32. So the oldest motherfucker in there was 37 going through. 37 years old. I looked at him. I was like, man, you must be prior military. He's like, nah, no, I'm not. I was like, okay, how does this run feel for you? Fuck this shit. You know, going in the military, I was 187 pounds. I lost like 50 pounds in like less than a month. So in about 2 months, maybe a month and a half. So they ran the shit out of me, made me do a fuck ton of push-ups every other day, every few hours. And I get to laugh at people that did stupid shit in front of people because, you know, you get around adults and some kids, you see some adults, or, oh shit, how do I act in front of these people? I need to salute every time I see them. A drill sergeant walked over. Who the fuck are you saluting? You, drill sergeant. Bitch, are you? Do I look like a captain to you or anything? Yes, drill sergeant. You just told me I look like a captain. No, drill sergeant. Now you lying? Man, this dropped to the floor. Okay, start doing push-ups. And one dude gets up, looks at his face, and he didn't shave one little spot. There's a friend of mine. I wish he was here with this shit, because we were sitting there in the formation. I'm watching him. The formation, if you don't know, is basically, you know, row of people, rows and columns. So we had to basically sit like some goddamn checkers, in a way, right behind each other. And one dude looked right behind me.
Rows and columns.
Rows and columns, man.
He just gonna say,
hey, man, they set your goddamn ass up like some dominoes, this bitch.
And real quick, for the people listening, Ziggy, I don't know how his voice may come off, but you may think
weird.
You may think he might be white or something. But this nigga's full blown Negro. This is a nigga right here.
Oh no, he about to amazing fight.
Well, we can load that question up. And
oh, no, here you go. He about to tell us he half Japanese, half Pokemon.
See, you know the funny thing
what
is,
else you got going?
Everybody in this room, actually, all three
talk
of
to
us,
the streets. Tell
all
us.
Three of us, actually, we're all family. You know, we all have. Let's see, Sean's mom is my aunt. Trey's dad is my uncle. My mom was, you know, their aunt. Of course, my mom passed away almost 20 years ago. So we come from a really, like, I guess, multiracial background, to be truthful and honest. I mean, all of us look a little different. Most of my aunts and uncles married black men. My mom was weird. I don't know. So the thing was, our grandfather was half Japanese. He's the one that actually taught me Japanese. I would sit down with him. He would cuss me out in, you know, Cajun English, whatever that. Boy, you come on down here and clean this shit up here. Now. Come eat some of this.
That swamp talk from the Louisiana. Yeah, that swamp talk.
Boy, come eat some chitlins and grits. Who the fuck eats chitlins and grits?
Hey, I mean, my grandfather used to eat okra fresh off the fucking vine.
Man, I watched grandfather eat some goddamn, what was it? Some cold beans. You know, my girlfriend now was over there one day. She looked at my uncle. My uncle, you know, again, he's like a light-skinned, you know, curly hair. Grandmother likes to remind us every day that he used to have blonde hair when he was a kid. Long, curly, blonde hair. He used to call him Goldilocks. I was like, don't ever tell nobody he called him Goldilocks. We're going to call him Glenn Goldilocks from now on, Trey.
I'm going to call him that shit next time I see him.
And he got a voice between Mike Tyson.
Hey, Goldie! And they don't call me that shit, nigga.
Trey, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
I remember we went bowling, and this nigga threw the ball all the way to the pins. Didn't touch the ground. The ball touched the ground right before the pins, and the pins flew all over the fucking place. Well, pins Glenn. And other niggas' lanes and shit. I'm like, this nigga's amazing.
Uncle Glenn.
Yeah, man, he's something else, man.
Watch him work on the truck, man. That's the funniest shit
Uncle
in the world.
Uncle Glenn funny, too. That nigga funny. He hilarious.
Yeah, watch him work on the truck, man. Watch him work
watch
on the
that
truck.
Watch that nigga work, period. Shit, he's like injury prone. That nigga hurt himself every time he working on something.
Yeah, back to the whole family thing. Our grandmother, mixed like a motherfucker, tells me a lot of crazy stories all the time. Whenever I go and talk to her, sometimes she'll sit there and talk for like 2 hours straight about family shit that we're never, ever heard of, that no one ever actually knew.
Nobody want to know.
You know, I don't know why.
My
question is, I don't know why no one wants to know, because, I mean, it pertains to everyone's background. Cause
it's our identity.
You know, she told her, hey, you know, my dad is half Mexican. He's part Mexican and Irish. You know, half Irish. She showed us, like, family members. I was like, who are these white people? And they're like, oh, this is my auntie. This is my grandfather. This is my cousin. It's like, who that? No shit. She's like, yeah. So where's the black part come from? Oh, my mom. We remember, if everyone remembers Big Mama, you know, New Orleans, Louisiana, she was dark as a motherfucker. Like, she's as dark as his mic. But
yeah, she was dark.
Dark-skinned women, once again.
Dark, hey. Long, beautiful hair. Indian hair.
Long goddamn hair. Came down her fucking hips. Long as a motherfucker.
Beautiful Indian hair.
No kinks, no naps, none of that shit. Just long, flowy.
That's another thing about hair weaves and stuff. We are not really used to hair weaves on women because all the women in our family have long, beautiful hair.
Yep.
Every single one of them. So we're not really used to women with weaves and all that type of shit. So that shit throws us off. We can't lie to you.
Weave stank. It looks bad.
Oh,
shit.
Man.
It looks terrible.
I don't want to down it too much, man. We're going to have a bunch of women trying to... Hey, man.
Hey, man. Fake hoes. Nah,
trying to be, you. It's going to be a lynch mob on our ass.
You could wear a weave. You just got to know what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly. Just like makeup. You can put the shit on, but don't make it. I don't know.
You can cross the street. Just look both ways, goddammit.
Yeah, we just saying, ladies, don't try to stretch it 2-3 months. You know, it should be smelling like backyard. Boogie, you know.
If it's supposed to be weave. Clean. If it's supposed to be weave, don't make this shit or let the shit look like dreadlocks. You know.
That nigga say dread.
Hey, we know somebody. We know somebody.
I seen some bad hair today. You ain't lying. I know exactly who you talking about too, bro.
And how do y'all feel about the importance of creating for yourself?
Oh, A1. You got to do it. If you don't do it, regardless of where you're at, man, nothing's going to happen for you. If you don't create for yourself, you won't get nowhere.
I mean, our cousin Ziggy is a pet detective. He didn't tell nobody.
That's right.
You could have made
Doolittle.
It.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, you know, shit.
This nigga can actually talk to rats and shit.
Oh, shit. They
can communicate, man.
They will never forget that shit. Ironically, I am a canine trainer.
Man, this nigga had everything. Hey, I never seen nobody have hedgehogs and... Oh, man, he had everything under the sun as a pet. Like, nigga, how can you just... You just can't tame everything.
And somehow the shit listens to me. I don't know why.
I tell you, man.
It's if you want to go to SeaWorld, just go to this nigga's house. Don't even go. Save your money, my nigga. Go to this nigga's house.
See, all I have now are dolphins. Oh, yeah, we do have that damn bearded dragon at home. Goddamn.
This nigga got ninja stars and dolphins.
And guns.
Real life shit.
Guns.
Nigga had fairies and everything. It's real, man.
I told you this nigga's dangerous. And he in the military. You can't trust this nigga at all.
Who?
You don't know if this nigga going to put you in a headlock, if this nigga going to stab you with a sword. Well, if this nigga gonna sick a dog,
man. That nigga really training them cats, man. They got some killer cats, man.
Them goddamn cats get on my goddamn nerves. They eat too. They're like the damn dogs, man. They fight with the dogs, play with the dogs.
Them cats don't know if they cats. They think they dogs.
Shit, Jack does. One of my cats, Jack. You know, it's an orange cat. He followed me
Garfield.
Home.
Yeah, one of them got a Garfield.
Fat little. He you know, because my girlfriend lives with me, her and her daughter. And he sits there and listens to my girlfriend, you know, I'll sit down and he'll sit right next to me and like start biting me and shit, then crawl up my girlfriend's lap and look what the fuck I did. I was like, motherfucker, I will baptize your goddamn ass.
And Trey, my bad. And Trey, real quick, I want to derail it again, but how do you feel about creating for yourself?
Shit, man, I think creation is the key, shit, because sometimes the best way to live your mark, man, is with your creativity. You know, you might have some in your brain that nobody else can ever think of. A lot of time people who are very creative, they think they should be ordinary, but it really be out the fucking rim because they think people ain't going to fuck with it. But when they do decide to display it, now they categorize as fucking like geniuses and shit. So I think leaving my mark behind or creating my own shit is the best thing you can do as far as you want people to know who you are.
Like this nigga Trey. I got this nigga taking notes and shit now. This nigga over here doing homework and shit. This nigga trying to get real creative out here in the streets.
It's a life decision change, man.
I still can't find him, but this nigga is taking notes wherever the fuck he is.
You writing that shit in hieroglyphics or something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Shit, hey, man, ain't nothing like creating a brand and then, you know, build behind your brand, especially when you got people who doubt it. That's the best thing in the world, too. When people doubt your shit.
That's what made this podcast jump off. Like, people were doubting, like, shit I had in my mind. I feel like I got million-dollar ideas in my mind. It's time to execute everything.
And he's like a great mindset before, if everybody likes it, it won't be unique.
Who said this shit?
Forgot the motherfucker's name.
Of course.
This nigga quoting without the... Nigga, you could have gotten in trouble for school for that shit. That's called plagiarizing. You just said nigga
say
shit.
I didn't say it was mine.
You just said
shit,
that nigga shit
quote.
Didn't give no...
Hey.
Cite your source, my nigga.
Where's your sources, nigga?
Let's see. Shit. Maybe it was Immanuel Kant.
Again. Who the...
Immanuel Kant is the name of a philosopher.
Look this nigga up and hit him up at www. And tell this nigga he's wrong. Please.
Hey, but what he said is true, though, man. If you don't...
This nigga the historian, man. Y'all want to know anything about history? Fuck, talk to this nigga, man. I'm telling you.
I'm a fucking nerd.
This nigga's a historian.
I am a fucking nerd. I read, you know, forever, so...
Yeah, man. He's telling you. Nigga like encyclopedia.
And walking. How y'all feel about tradition? Is tradition a good thing to you?
I think so. I don't have a problem with tradition. I mean, it all depends. You know, it's pros and cons, everything. You have to sometimes break tradition in order to get anywhere or to learn anything or to experience anything that you haven't before. I mean, good example, our family tradition. Some people in our family never went to college.
That's a true.
These motherfuckers barely finished high school and they're like, they'll be parading this shit.
He broke out the nigga. That is a tradition over here, nigga. We real niggas. We don't fuck with college and shit around here, nigga.
I got my high school diploma. I'm educated. You can't even spell
that. Yeah, that nigga say.
I guess that explains that why I dropped tradition. Out of college. Yeah, damn it. I didn't know.
But college ain't everything.
The same happened here, my nigga. I got more like put out. I got kind of like trouble. Well, I can't discuss that too much, but yeah.
Oh, we know this. We already know.
My work kept fucking up my schedule to where I had to drop classes. I had grant money, and I had to keep changing my fucking hours and shit for school. So then I had to pay some of the grant money back when you drop classes. And
yeah.
Ever since then, a nigga ain't been back. But I don't miss it at all.
That happened to me. When they put me out, I ain't them on. And shit, by the time I got a tax return, man, they took that shit. I found out firsthand. Uncle Sam don't fucking play.
That shit is called a tax return. You will return that shit back. Took,
yeah. Man, when I went and filled my shit out, she was like, yeah, you're going to get this amount. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Man, she did not say you got this whole. Man, I went back to that place. I got my check. Man, that check, I would say, I like, lady, I can't even cash this. I feel embarrassed. My shit went from hundreds to the double digits, nigga, like $20 or some shit like that. I say, God. I say, well, fuck. You know, I feel good, too. I was like, you know what? They got what they shit. At least I ain't going to be on my shit. I wonder if they fucked up my credit or not. Nah, it wasn't like no school loan.
Nah, see, you went to TSU and they fucked you over too because of that crazy ass.
Yeah, that too. When I was going to Priscilla, I mean, when I was going to TSU from 03 to 06, I made from 03 to 06, 3 years before I fucked up. But yeah, I was going there when Priscilla was there. Priscilla Slade, never forget her. Boy, she fucked over all the financial aid.
You got fucked.
They say this motherfucker had, showers and marble showers and all that shit built into her office and all kind of shit.
And that sound like that other dude from that other what school was that? This nigga did the same thing. He had like photographers and shit. He was taking like hundreds of thousands of dollars. I forgot the nigga's name, but he's like a gay guy.
He was like a dean?
Nah, this nigga was just like in the financial aid office or some shit like that. See, he was a regular student.
Damn, how the fuck he do that shit? Damn. See, Priscilla, she was the dean. Like she was over all the whole university, so I see how she pulled it off. But damn, how the hell average nigga? He may have worked financial office, but damn, how you pull that off?
Man, how do you get fucked without having sex? And that's exactly what happened.
That nigga is a fabulous scammer.
God damn!
How you get scammed by a nigga with a? How you get scammed by a nigga with a scarf on? That's fucked up. Don't ever let a nigga with a scarf scam you, my nigga. That shit is disrespectful, my nigga. Get scammed with a nigga with a scarf and loafers on.
That nigga had the pin nigga had the pin protector in his pocket, the shirt pocket, the construction shirt pocket. That shit crazy.
As he's fucking y'all, he's fucking himself.
He ever got caught?
Yeah, he got caught.
What was the fine, the penalty for that shit?
He's trying to fight it. I don't know the
how you fight that.
That's the ongoing
like,
part of it.
It's like government documented that you've been stealing money. How you beat that shit?
Embezzlement.
By his side, he's saying that he did everything that he was supposed to do type shit.
They always say that shit.
Of course. But, you know, what can you do? But how do you feel about tradition, Trey?
Man, I think tradition cool, you know, but like Zig was saying, it also can render you too, man. Sometimes people get caught up in they, you know, their own shit instead of, you know, exploring the world. I think tradition cool, but I think also being involved with other, you know, have knowledge of other shit too, other traditions and shit. Don't just be one-minded and shit.
I'm not a big fan of tradition. Tradition, to me, just means you stuck doing the same shit over and over. That's how I take tradition. I'm not a traditional type nigga. I'm an exceptional type nigga.
Nah, I'm not repetition, man. I do new shit.
You gotta mix it up. You gotta mix the shit up.
And nigga said exceptional like he was Django. He is a one exceptional nigga here.
I mean, hey, man. I have never watched Django in my fucking life, but
you know what, Django?
Man.
Fuck no.
Oh,
this is a real nigga. You need to go to therapy, my nigga.
I watch no slave movies, my nigga.
He
didn't
even go see
here,
Black Panther.
I haven't seen Black Panther either.
How you gonna be anti-nigga? Oh, man.
Man, Black Panther's a comic book, man.
Niggas just run to anything black. I'm not that nigga. Like, I don't just run to anything black. Everything black is not good. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Man, you need to go to the therapist next, nigga. You was for real.
Hey, man.
Real nigga.
I got my own thoughts, my nigga. I'm
an apprentice compared to this nigga. He's a real nigga.
Hey, I'm separate. That's all that is. You know, like I said earlier, they say, hey, he thinks he's Japanese. He thinks he's this. You look at my crazy ass. You really can't tell what the fuck I look like.
Man, hey, what your homeboy in your neighborhood used to call you?
Man, I got called so much shit back in the day.
What the one?
A friend of mine.
Six Mix. They called nigga Six Mix.
They called me Six Mix.
Like he was a traditional snackish. What that trail mix and shit. Yeah, like a trail mix. Six Mix.
Like, remember call this nigga Six Mix, man. You look like you mixed with all kinds of shit.
Yeah, that's why I said like he.
I was like, well,
they got him see me like he mixed with a bunch of shit.
This nigga look like Keanu Reeves and Ash from Pokemon.
Damn, Ash from Pokemon. That's cold, the motherfucker. Oh, fuck.
Pikachu, I choose.
What that nigga say when he throw that ball out? Kia.
No, nigga, that's Charlie Murphy. Kia, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was the Boondocks.
That was the Boondocks.
Kia, bitch.
Kia, bitch. I said, you know what? I was running, but I said that stupid shit in AIT. We were running one day, and one dude, like, tried to run over me, and I hit a pow. Kia, bitch. And he rolled over, and the sergeant that was right behind me, like, she curled him into a ball and started laughing at me. She's like, love it. Come here. Post. I was like, what's the matter? I'm like, yes, sergeant. What is it? Did you just hit him and say, Kia, bitch? And... She couldn't say with a straight face.
Hit that nigga with that key.
I just stopped and started doing push-ups. It's like, fuck it.
That nigga hit that nigga with that key.
Kamehameha wave.
Baby Bruce Lee over here.
Boys, don't hit back.
Ziggy is politely violent. This nigga will politely be violent to you. I don't like this shit, man.
Oh, man. A lot of people be confused. They look at him, and they be like, and they don't know what that nigga can be, shit, pointing the gun at. They still be like, oh, ain't that cute? Look at this little kid over here playing with the, that nigga got a real pistol pointing at you about to pop off.
Hey, man, you got to stay ready. Got to stay ready, man. Always.
I remember when we were growing up, that nigga went in, he didn't even want to touch guns or have anything to do with him. That nigga's got a whole arsenal. I said, if the apocalypse, I was like, if the apocalypse ever come, I'm making my way straight to this nigga house.
I didn't hate guns growing up.
This nigga got nunchucks, katanas, samurai swords.
Katana is a samurai sword.
This nigga got shurikens, ninja stars. People don't know what that is. Ninja stars, and man, he got everything, a whole arsenal, nigga.
Are you telling me this nigga's been trying out for Wu-Tang his whole life?
he that secret member that ain't one talking about.
Liquid swords.
Ziggy son.
Liquid swords by the jizzle.
God damn it. I had no fucking idea. Hey. And now we got the NBA playoffs going on. Y'all watching any of this shit?
Man, listen. I tell people all the time. They getting their money. They getting their money. So I don't give a damn.
One thing I don't like about sports is a nigga could tell you all the stats about LeBron James and can't tell you what he doing tomorrow.
Man, that nigga can't even probably remember. It's SAT scores, if he took them hoes. But he sure can tell you that nigga Bron stats from high school. And he be the same age as LeBron.
Don't get it fucked up. I watch sports here and there, highlights and shit like that. But I don't put my whole life into it.
You know what sports means to me? It's an acronym. S is slap. P is push. O is observe. R is release. T is tap. S is squeeze. That refers to an M16, M4, or AR-15.
Put that together for us, sir.
This nigga is a school shooter. God damn. Hey, did you pat this, Trey, did you pat this nigga down before he came into my house, my nigga?
Oh, man. Man, you know what's funny? This nigga did used to wear trench coats to school and shit.
Oh, I weren't. No, yo.
I told you this nigga's Keanu Reeves. This nigga really think he in the Matrix.
Man, cuz I had the Siri. He real.
Man, look.
He
high
not
school,
for play, man.
High school was a crazy-ass time. I got in a fuck ton of fights. That's all the fucking... If anything I learned in school... was how to get in a fight and survive.
Man, nigga, like, God, this nigga trying to put notches under the belt. Y'all better watch out, man. This nigga not playing.
Oh, shit.
The only thing school taught me is I don't like people all that much. That's the only thing school taught me. I'm like, I got to get away from all these niggas, goddammit. This shit is garbage.
You see, y'all both went to Nimmet. So
I went to
Eisenhower.
You went to Clown Ford, yeah.
All shithole schools, everybody.
Niggas.
See, I hung out with a bunch of questionable people sometime.
Oh, so, of course.
I went to school with some wild niggas, boy.
Me too.
Same here. I mean,
wild niggas.
All them niggas you hear in Swisher House raps and shit. All them niggas was in my school.
They were between. Well, where he went to school is where I used to live, right down the street from, right around the corner from, Acres Homes.
Goddamn. Acres Home.
Fofo.
Man. That boy's Fofo, born and raised.
Oh, that shithole.
Yeah. Bread, man. Don't never let him tell y'all nothing different.
And if you saw this nigga, you would think this nigga lived in Katy or some shit.
Nah, I don't want to come from Katy either. Everyone thinks you come from the goddamn valley. Especially Lily. Hey, amigo. Can I just be standing on? No.
Man, I remember one time we were working at a job. The Mexican nigga was speaking Spanish to him. He was like, no explain. I was like, oh, okay. I thought this nigga was a Mexican.
Niggas be hitting me with that shit.
I guess
too.
They caught him at a certain sunlight. That nigga be changed like a mood rock and shit.
This nigga said a certain sunlight.
A mood rock. Give me a mood
rock. That nigga be changed like a mood rock. In case nigga at a certain hour and turn certain sunlight, hey, man.
This nigga talking about moon.
Moon rock.
Oh, moon rock.
Talking about weed and shit.
Moon.
This nigga
oh,
still
shit,
stuck
I,
on weed.
Mood ring. Mood ring, Trey. Mood ring.
That what it's called? A mood ring? A I mood said, ring. I did say moon rock, huh?
Yeah.
God damn.
This nigga's on the cloud somewhere.
Hey, man. Every episode, I gotta say something about the greatest gift that has ever grown on the earth.
Mario is nothing without his mushroom.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about mushroom, but that other green shit that was in the background, that's what I'm talking about. That fruit, that pretty flower. When you touch that motherfucker, you get a flower charge.
That sounds like goddamn,
fire charge. I mean,
sounds like opium, but all right.
I don't know about that, but.
And this has been Trey's Weed Hour. Thank you for coming.
You know, I gotta bring it to you. Like, I'm a sportsman, for man. They gotta pay me. Somebody gonna pay me one day.
What you really don't know is the movie Half Baked was about
Trey. I endorsed the shit out that motherfucker marijuana.
Sir smokes a lot.
Hey, that was my shit growing up.
Did y'all Half-Baked? Like Half Baked?
I love that movie.
That was my shit.
That shit was garbage, my nigga.
It is stupid funny.
Man, that shit was funny to motherfucker, man.
That movie is horrible, my guys. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
I love that stupid ass movie.
That shit is trash.
I mean, tell us what you ain't like about it. That
the
shit
whole,
was funny.
The whole fucking movie.
So you ain't think Dave Chappelle was funny?
Fuck no.
Oh man.
Not in that movie, no. Oh, Dave Chappelle is hilarious.
Did you at least like How High?
Yeah, How High is hard.
I was about to say this nigga had something against the weed movies, man.
I don't like weed movies, fuck no. But I think it's funny. I just think, you know.
Man, but not high, but.
That shit was garbage.
Half Baked, my shit.
Now, How High, that shit is hard, of course. Half Baked, that shit's half trash.
Ain't have enough niggas in that for them, that's why.
Yeah, they didn't have the cast of Black Panther in it. I couldn't fuck with it. They didn't have no Django people in it.
Samuel Jackson, he should have been in it. That would have been funnier.
He is a resident nigga.
That shit, yeah. Samuel Jackson show make that shit a whole lot better.
This nigga's in every movie though.
Shit, nigga blowing up, man. Nigga ain't even get into the game till like in his 40s or some shit like that.
Man, he's been in every. If you notice something, he's been in every.
Yeah, that
Marvel.
Nigga first movie he was in his 40s. Nigga he's first
been,
movie.
He's 40. Been in every Marvel, Disney, and whatever franchise movie there is. Star Wars, LucasArts. He's a goddamn Jedi.
He got that voice though, man. He got that funny ass voice.
Luke, motherfucker.
See, he was the he was the white dude on the Boondocks.
Yeah.
The whitest thug in the city, man. It was the whitest thug in the city. And that nigga played the voice. Nigga had braids and everything. And you know what's funny about the Boondocks, how they touched on that shit as the same shit that's going on today, how a white guy can be out there doing some thug shit and he'll just get a slap on the wrist, but nigga be out there with that shit, he going straight to the can.
Oh, of course.
And that's crazy, the Boondocks were touching that shit. When the Boondocks dropped?
2004.
See, back in 04 and 05 and shit. Yeah, way back there, over 10 years ago.
Well, also, you know, Aaron McGruder, the guy that made it, he got a lot of death threats. But not from whites. He got a lot of death threats from blacks.
For real?
Yeah.
From niggas, black ass niggas.
Niggas was feeling the tradition was getting fucked. That's what he felt. BET, they making us look like
BET tried to sue him. NAACP got pissed off at him. Some other representative got pissed off at him. Nation of Islam followed behind him. It's all this shit is cited. He has a book. And he actually wrote about it. You know, one dude in the streets, how are you going to sit there and make us look like assholes and look like shit on TV? And he's like, well, hey, you do it to yourself. I don't do it for you. You know, I made something of myself. You have no excuse why you shouldn't. Everyone else you look at is doing the same thing. So if you want to make something of yourself, you can't blame society because you don't do it.
Yeah, but it's only really because of how far the shit went. If that nigga didn't go far with that shit, they wouldn't have fucked with him or been fucking with him. But he was successful with it.
You know what he first started off as, right? He was telling
the truth,
right?
Shit, America hate the truth.
You know what he started off as, right?
What?
The Boondocks was a newspaper comic.
Yeah.
It was in a Houston
Sunday
Chronicle.
Only and shit?
No, just in a regular, it was a little short snippet. You know, I used to read that shit right next to the Spider-Man and the other one, Garfield, whatever the hell it was, in the little comic section. I looked at it, I was like, oh, then they said, hey, it's going to be a cartoon one day. I read the shit, and
shit.
I saw it, and I watched it. I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm watching it. But it's a lot more obscene and realistic on TV than, you know, obviously the little newspaper snippets. So, there you go, man. Look at his shit. And read his shit in the background. He'll tell you a lot of shit. So, it's some cool shit.
Yeah, he put just what we were talking about, creativity. He put his own shit out there.
There you go.
He gonna be forever remembered for that shit.
Niggas are shit on him, but go watch a Tyler Perry movie.
And you know, man, that's good you brought that up. Man, this nigga here's a thinker. Man, he right, man. Tyler Perry be making, excuse me, he be making black men seem like we the fucking worst for our own women and shit.
Yeah, we the
like, that's crazy. He in his movies, he portrayed a black man to be like they ain't shit for our own women. It's crazy,
especially if you're a dark skinned man.
And his movies all have like a little common theme. You know, I've seen like little bits and pieces of it, but you can watch any of his movies for 5 minutes and get the premise for any movie he comes out with.
It's the same
or his TV show.
Same setup. Man.
Good black man does something. Good black man is overlooked by bad black man, and bad black man looks better than good black man because bad black man is popular.
And there you have it. That's Ziggy's breakdown of Tyler Perry, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. You're welcome.
The analyst and the breakdown shit is real.
You gotta look at it, man. You gotta look at everything.
Oh yeah, it's an angle to everything, man.
Have y'all niggas ever sold shit on Craigslist and like offer up apps and shit like that?
Man,
eBay now.
Look, I just did my first bid thing on OfferUp. Then these niggas out here be full of shit, like some full of shit ass niggas. Like, man, my shit got like 700, 800 views, and not one nigga came through and bought that motherfucker yet. But and I'm talking, about I got the crazy. Hey, how much you take for that crazy kind of shit? Like, I put up the number what I want. But niggas still asking me what I take. Crazy shit like that. And I fuck with the Craigslist. I done sold shit on Craigslist. I ain't had no problem. I done sold shit on Facebook. I done had no problem. I ain't sold from tennis shoes to amps. And I done sold everything, man. Off that online. But you got to be careful with that shit too, man. Because dudes be out there creating fake profiles and shit. Be out there robbing, man. People done got killed behind this shit, too. So you got to be really be careful, too.
I hate you fucking OfferUp niggas. You Craigslist niggas. I hate all you niggas, dog. Motherfuckers want to hit you up. You will have something listed for like $40. And a nigga ask you, what's the lowest? It's like, my nigga, you don't have $40, my guy. And not only that, don't ask me what I'm offering, my nigga. You offer your fucking price that you want to pay. And I'll choose to accept it or not. Don't ask me no whole ass shit like, what's the lowest? Bitch, nigga, get off my goddamn phone.
Yeah, we would we debated this shit one time. I was like, man, I done had it happen to me a lot. Nigga be like, what's the lowest you would take? And I'd be like, God damn, my nigga. What I do just to keep it friendly in case nigga do buy and I don't want nigga trying to set me up. I still keep it 100 with him. So nigga be like, what's the lowest you'll take? So if I put the price at 500, nigga be like, what's the lowest you'll take? Then I'd be like 490. Yeah, I take $10 off for your phone care. That's about it, my nigga.
Now this nigga diplomatic. Back in the day, this nigga used to cuss niggas out about this type of shit.
Get your motherfucking ass out my goddamn bitch.
Because, man, like I was just saying, with that shit and the way shit go with the gun laws and shit, man, I really ain't got no money to be fighting no goddamn self-defense case from shooting a nigga trying to pull some dumb shit.
Hey, I will fight against.
And we know it. You know, we all know it's a bunch of motherfucking idiots out there, man. So, and I didn't hear shit on the radio about women getting scammed and all that shit. Women meeting people to bring, like, buy cars and shit. And then women had the money in their pockets and niggas popping up and robbing the women and all kind of shit, man. I didn't see all kind of scammed. Niggas sell a nigga a car, tell him he gonna send him the title, and then send the police to the nigga house saying, Nigga stole my car. Yeah, man, I seen all that shit online.
Now, I remember a while back, I went with a friend of mine.
So that's exactly what I meant by I don't got no money to be fighting no self-defense because I'm for the shooting nigga.
The last time I went with a friend of mine, he had bought some car parts from, I guess it was HoustonImports.com, and ended up being the parts from eBay, some listing, and it was, I want to say it was like part of a body kit or it was a lip or some shit for like an SI Civic. So I went with the dude to go and get it, and he's like, hey, man, this guy says he's bringing a couple friends with him. I was like, all right, cool. You know, I brought a few weapons with me and didn't say shit. He didn't know I had all this shit in my car.
First of all, how a nigga didn't even think about that? He bringing a few friends.
Well, what? He said this shit after, you know, they were supposed to meet up. Because he's going to be me and you, and it was something but the bad thing is he already paid for it. The guy just like, hey, I'm not going to pay, you know, you don't have to worry about paying shipping. And there was some little Cambodian dude looking around, looking sketchy as shit. And a friend of mine is Laotian. So I was looking. I was like, hey, Edwin, you know, be careful with this shit. He's like, oh, man, this guy said, you know, people say they bought things from him before. And that one Cambo dude ended up being like fucking ABZ. He had all this fucking tats and shit.
What's ABZ?
ABZ means Asian boys. It's a Southeast Asian gang. It's a shithole gang. I mean, I hope all those motherfuckers burn in hell. If I can go.
When you getting in plex with them niggas back in high school?
I got in a fight with ABZ, CVM, CVC.
See that shit?
I got in a fight
with
you.
Man, this nigga's a for real. That nigga, I think he's really from, that nigga might be from Sparta or something. Cause that nigga used to go to school with a necklace with shurikens and all that shit. That's a ninja star, man. On his necklace.
Hey, my nickname, like, I got from a friend of mine was the Punisher.
They had personal defense artillery, like he was in prison in high school.
This nigga fighting the Yakuza. I thought that was just on Rush Hour. I didn't know that was real life. Goddamn.
That nigga was Keanu Reeves with the trench jacket, man. Nigga wasn't playing. Nigga flapped that jacket. He gone.
Hey, man, he wasn't
kicking ass.
He was fighting programs. He wasn't fighting ninjas and niggas, man.
If I flap this jacket, nigga, it's gone. Nigga.
Ninjas and niggas. That is the title of that's the title of the show.
Ninjas and niggas.
Ninjas and niggas.
No, ironically, about the Yakuza, I've met those motherfuckers in Japan.
Ooh,
shit, that was crazy. God damn.
Man, you heard the pin click. Shit is real.
And he's called the government on my ass. He's like, hey, man, look. He said, you met these motherfuckers. I got drunk as shit in a park. You know, got drunk as shit at some bar. Drinking with the Irish and the Japanese. That was a stupid.
Man, where was you at, Drew?
This was in Japan. This
I was just about to ask you, talk about the Japan when you were drinking up there.
That shit was crazy, man. If you ever had the alcohol absinthe, be careful. That shit is real. Absinthe, whiskey, tequila, and rum, and vodka, and beer. Lots of beer.
This nigga can drink like a fish. Oh, so man. I definitely know the Irishman in this nigga blood. Nigga, hey, I've been to the bar this nigga several times. I be fucked up. He be good to go.
I'm like, yeah, all right, let me get some more. And Trey's like, man, how you keep drinking, man?
Nigga be laughing at me. fucked up, man. He'd be Gucci.
Nigga, Trey was playing goddamn Street Fighter in a fucking arcade with one eye open.
Sweating and shit.
Sweating with one eye open. I'm like, Trey, why you got one eye open? Dog, I can't see. The screen is right here.
That nigga had me mixing liquor and beer and out of there.
See, now, I am a drinker, man. I've been drinking since I was about 7 years old.
Nigga said seven.
Maybe a little younger than that.
We need an intervention for this nigga.
We need to call CPS. God damn it. We didn't know you was in danger, my nigga.
Oh, man.
His name is Jeffrey Harvey.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey.
Don't do that, man.
Nah, he ain't no in danger. That man took care of me more than probably any other person around my family most likely did for a lot of shit. So, Trey knows Jeff Harvey. Trey knows him pretty well.
Yeah, Jeffrey cool cat, man.
Don't say the man's name, my guy.
Man, if you know Jeff Harvey got pulled.
It's a 10,000 Jeff Harveys around this motherfucker. That's like a common name.
Yep.
Believe me, it's fine. This Jeffrey, y'all, hey, this nigga, he like this nigga. He's a real nigga, man. Jeffrey a real nigga to the core.
Man, Jeffrey walk around with the goddamn Shaft music playing and shit in the background.
Baka baka wow.
No radio real or nothing shit. Around.
damn, man.
Nigga, I created the electric slide before it was electric slide. Shit.
Man, yeah, because of Jeffrey, that was my shit. Jeffrey, the reason why I took my first trip to Cali when I was like 15, some shit like that.
Yep.
We went down to Cali for the whole summer. We were going the whole summer.
That shit was so fucking crazy.
I remember y'all told me about that. I was mad than a bitch, by the way.
The whole
how dare y'all whole ass niggas leave me? God damn it.
Oh, man. That shit was...
It was cool, but it was stupid because Jeff got so fucked up. And him and his cousin and his brother got all fucked up with some prostitutes. And the prostitutes took all these motherfuckers' money. All the money was fucking gone. The next morning, me and Trey were supposed to go.
Man, we were supposed to go to Nevada and shit, go to Vegas and shit.
Boys.
Man, that nigga had a bankroll to be fit. Man, we had $200, something like that in our pocket apiece. We had a bankroll. Man, this nigga came the next morning. Boys, we got to go home. I thought we were going to Vegas. The funds to the trip have ended. Me and my little cousin had to pay for the gas to get all the way back. To fucking Houston.
And the hotels and sleeping on the way back.
Yeah, all the way back. Because, you know, it just wasn't no straight drive straight back from Cali. We had to sleep. You know, we were sleeping with old niggas, so they had to sleep and shit. They had to get hotels and all that. They couldn't sleep in the car and all that shit.
Got to a hotel with bed bugs and shit. Me and Trey woke up. What the fuck, I forgot about
this shit, man. We got to a hotel. Yeah, man, that shit was like, this shit is real, my nigga. Bed bugs and all that kind of shit.
New Mexico.
Oh, man.
That was in New Mexico. That was nasty as fuck. I was like, Jeff, we gotta go somewhere else, man. Oh, boy, I'm depressed. I got no money left. Them hoes took all our money. They took my weed. Man, they took our liquor.
They fucked up our trip.
They robbed this nigga or what?
Jeff and his cousin got drunk as shit one day.
They got him drunk and took their shit.
They got drunk as fuck, and then they went off and started hanging out with these hoes and... It was some dope dealer they're hanging out with. And this dude got him high as shit. Gave him something. I want to say it was some I don't know what the fuck they were smoking too. But they got more drunk. And they met all these hoes. And we went upstairs to some hotel. Marty supposedly he passed out like damn near ass naked. And threw his money all over the bed. Or threw his wallet on the bed or something. Took all his shit. Left his driver's license.
Scooped that shit up.
Took all that shit and was gone. Jeffrey, that took all of his money out. Supposedly, he's like, oh, this hoe was sucking my dick, and she took my wallet and ran off. And Jeffy's black ass wasn't going to chase nobody, especially if he drunk or tired. He act like he can run, but he ain't going to run. He tried to race Trey when they drunk.
Man, I didn't try to race me, man. Oh, this nigga damn near tackled me before we even said go. This nigga was, man, this shit was ridiculous.
Remember Trey, that little 10-foot race? He
was like, on your march, get set. Like, the nigga was so eager. Before the nigga even said go, this nigga, I guess the nigga took off and slipped. Nigga just football tackled the fuck out of me in the back of an alley, my nigga and Katie.
That was funny as hell.
She was ridiculous.
Let this be a lesson to all you men out there. If you're fucking with prostitutes, put your wallet in the safe, my nigga.
Carry cash.
Man, better. Yeah, if you niggas gonna fuck with prostitutes, just get some counterfeit fucking money. And let them hoes feel like they balling on your ass. Yeah, fuck it. They ain't knowing his fate.
Or be a real nigga and just go find a chick.
You can get a girlfriend. You can do that.
It's not impossible. I've had one for 7 years.
That's the other option. But we talking about when you're on a vacation, though.
Hey, man.
Not the home status. You know, when you're on vacation, you try to have some fun with your peoples and all that.
Man, when I went to Puerto Rico, Trey, we tried to get your
ass. I'm mad about that shit. See how he mad at us? See, these niggas went to Puerto Rico on me. Dipped the fuck off.
Man, I tried to call
went to Puerto
his
Rico.
Black
these niggas
ass.
Dipped off on me.
This nigga would not answer the phone. But
you hear that,
man.
Ladies and gentlemen? This is another account of Trey being nowhere to be fucking found.
Trey, we gonna go to Puerto Rico. Oh, all right.
Man, cool. Them niggas, they did not try to contact me. That nigga didn't text me, hey, Puerto Rico? They didn't do none of that shit.
Trey was out doing something. I don't know what the hell he's
nigga
doing.
That nigga didn't. I didn't know this nigga was in Puerto Rico until he called me. Nigga, I'm in Puerto Rico. They getting fucked up every day.
Oh, that was such a bad trip. God damn. It was awesome, but I got so fucked up going up there, and I was drunk coming back.
These niggas smoking weed with the cab drivers and shit. I was fucking, I was upset, my nigga. Livid.
I didn't smoke weed.
That nigga told me he was smoking weed with the cab driver, my nigga. That's one of my bucket lists. Smoke weed with a cab driver. That's I was mad as a motherfucker.
I was Jeff Harvey doing that one. That cab driver was scary. He was driving on goddamn sidewalks and shit, on curbs, on medians. No, everyone was okay with it in Puerto Rico.
Man, shit, dirt road. You on dirt road, man?
Hell,
you have
no
boundaries on
there's
dirt road.
There's no dirt road. What are you talking about? Puerto Rico's a city.
Oh, I thought it was dirt roads and shit.
And San Juan, that's a city. It's like driving through New York or driving through Houston, downtown. Just think of a motherfucker on the sidewalk. You're right next. You open the door, come out of a restaurant. You see a goddamn cab driver right next to your ankle. Vroom. And kept going.
How's it looking, Puerto Rico? Is it beautiful or what?
Beautiful. Everything. Women. The scenery. It's beaches everywhere. It's sunny everywhere. I mean, it's year-round like that.
But it's also just like anywhere else in America. It's hoods, too.
Well, it's hoods,
don't
but
follow,
it's like...
Don't follow the beach down there to where them niggas at.
It's
you
like the beautiful... It's stupid. It's like a beautiful hood. You see this beautiful beach and you see a nigga getting stabbed
in
the water.
Yeah, what I'm saying? You get tricked by that shit. You go too far down the beach and now you in unmarked territory.
So those parts of Puerto Rico I didn't go to. But niggas, I said, oh, man.
Niggas over there ransom them niggas and shit. Sending body parts and shit.
No, that's real shit over there.
I got
there.
A partner from out there in Puerto Rico. Man, he be telling me stories all the time about them niggas in machetes. He said they use guns, but them niggas will hack your motherfucking ass up.
Yep.
Out there. Machetes is the weapon of choice in Puerto Rico.
Now, I will say, Puerto Rican women are gorgeous, but they are fucking nuts. They are fucking crazy. I don't know how, I don't remember it, but I got drunk as shit on this party boat. I was making out with some, like, female bartender, whatever her name was. Her name was Ruth or something. She followed me back home and to the hotel where I was, or the little place I was at, and she saw Jeffrey, my godfather. He fucked it up, too. Cock blocked the shit out of me. Oh, boy, you ain't gonna fuck. You ain't gonna fuck anyway.
That sounds like an old play.
I was like, damn, Jeffrey.
You ain't gonna get none of that trim, boy.
Boy, she wasn't
you ain't gonna get none of that trim.
She was no black hole, nigga. Why you wanna fuck her? She... Like, damn, man, seriously? Oh, man. Oh, nigga, we need to take your ass out there.
So you don't get none of that trim. She got a fade?
You didn't fuck none of them hoes out in Acres Home. Why'd you wanna go fuck one of these out in Puerto Rico? I was like, damn, Jeff, I could kill you right now.
Don't ever intercept my bitches, my nigga. Don't you ever do that,
oh,
nigga.
Man.
That's that tropical pussy.
Jeffy
you want?
Get drunk and hilarious, though, man.
Singing on a party bus that wasn't even his. And never
he
got
probably singing
to.
Kumbaya and shit again.
Daylight Come.
Yeah, Daylight Come. That's what he be singing. Daylight Come. He get drunk singing Daylight Come and all that shit. Talking about the poo-poo la la. Remember that shit? Like, ooh, like, what the fuck is the poo-poo la la? This nigga had the whole family talking about poo-poo la la. It's the... I don't know what the fuck that shit was supposed to be. I thought it was a company or a franchise or some shit where they were talking about Poopoo La La.
Man, me and Trey got
everybody had a different answer for what Poopoo La La was.
Me and Trey were Googling this stupid shit and nothing came up.
Man, like, what the fuck is Poopoo La La? Is this some Cali shit? Look who was in Cali.
This nigga stay coughing on the mic, my nigga. This nigga here, dog.
That's an imagination weed.
This nigga be having all type of adjustments he got to do. This nigga move the mic every 2 seconds. This nigga cough every 5 seconds.
I'm trying to keep my voice off the red peak. I don't want to distort nobody's speakers. So I'm trying to keep it good. Trying to keep it Gucci.
This nigga moved on from stomach problems to mic problems.
It's how I try to make it, man.
Got a fart, got a shit. Now I can talk.
I do what I gotta do.
And we were talking about child support one day. How you feel about child support?
Oh, man, that child support, this shit goes so many ways. Well, because I'm not a father, so, I mean, I guess I could say it ain't bad for niggas that's out there that's deadbeats. Like, for deadbeat fathers, yeah, that shit is mandatory. But for the women who uses that shit as a financial stability, that's fucked up. That's man, some old ass shit.
It was a nigga I worked with, man. This nigga showed me his check. His check said $2.
Man, like, remember that nigga Rudy we were working with that one spot? This nigga Rudy, this nigga Rudy was working mad hours. Nigga checked. But luckily, Rudy had an arrangement. He was still living with his baby mama that had him on child support type shit. So she would just give him the money back. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That kind of shit, that is stupid, man. See, I understand the whole child support thing. I mean, I had to grow up on that kind of shit. You know, my mom, single mother. So she made enough money to take care of me and her. But at the same time, as I got older, it wasn't always enough. So my so-called father didn't want to do, you know, didn't take care of a lot of shit. He didn't want to do shit for me anyway. So whenever I got older, you know, my mom was like, "All right, fuck it. You don't want to do it. We're gonna, you know, up the child support, make you pay child support." And he didn't want to do it. So made difficulties for her, especially after she got cancer. When she had cancer, she couldn't just go out and work anymore. You know, she was disabled. You know, yeah. She had to carry her to and from her fucking room.
Yeah,
to and from the car. And
that's crazy, man.
There, you know, when the child support was supposed to come and everything else, my mom was like, "Oh, well, I got pulled from my disability to take care of you," when it should have been paying for her medicine, kind of thing.
You know, perfect example of a hoe ass nigga, man.
You know,
making it hard for a woman. Man, and that shit can be hard too.
My girl right now, she has a daughter. She's gonna be 11 years old, and her dad likes to pay late on child support because he told her, "Hey, guess what? You take care of her. I don't think I should pay that much money because she's not in a bad place." And she's like, "Oh fuck, no, you're not. You're gonna pay this money. You know, if I gotta take care of her, I gotta take her to the doctor. I gotta spend every 5 minutes with her, and you see her once a month, once every 2 months. Oh bullshit, you're gonna pay." But for those people, hey, I'm living with my girlfriend or whatever, and she hits you up for child support, man, drop that bitch like a bad habit. Man. I mean, that shit ain't fair. That shit's fucked up.
Man, I done seen child support put some good guys in bad positions, man.
Fuck yeah,
making them do shit they don't want to do, decisions and shit, gets to get money, because, like, the way that shit can work, a chick can be, you know, cordial with you at first, y'all good, and then all of a sudden you can piss off. And just like that, she can go file for that shit and get it. You won't even know it. Yep. And guess what? Now you getting a certain percent took out your chick depending on what you make. And then that shit makes it harder for the father, because think about it, if the father have a certain living arrangement already, now they taking the shit out of the chick and shit, nigga can't live. And then if he don't pay child support, they put his ass in jail and all kind of shit. I ain't seen nigga go to jail behind that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you put in a bad bind. You know, you taking care of your child, but at the same time, you can't take care of yourself.
Well, here's, you know what I'm saying?
You're not having enough money to pay for your own way to live. And somehow she didn't got the course to bleed the shit out you. And you barely making it. So, I mean, at the same time, like, the mother has to be in a good state of mind to take care of a child. But I think it's the same way, too, man. The father has to be in a good state of mind. He can't be in a good state of mind when he is stressed the fuck out about some child support shit.
That brings about
when he want to take care of his child. You know, she just got pissed. Chicks get pissed and put him on that shit. You know, he want to take care of his child. He trying to take care of his child, but they then the nigga pocket so bad, he falling behind, and now they trying to put him in jail, or a nigga going to jail, and all kind of shit.
On one end, it's good sometimes for the women when they do need the money, but on the other end, it's on some "I'ma tell daddy on you" type shit.
Yep.
And daddy as in the government.
And then his daddy Sam. Part. There's another part about that, too. In the U.S. military, Army, Navy, Marines, all of it, there's a big problem with suicide. And a big contributor to suicide, believe it or not, is this whole child support
thing. Yeah, I told you, that shit real, man. Niggas can't take no more.
A friend of mine was, where was he at? He was in, I want to say he was in Virginia. Maybe it was in either Virginia or in New York, wherever he was at before he was about to get deployed. Well, his ex-girlfriend was hitting him up for child support. Hit him up for about, I forgot how much more it was. His little kid was about 4 years old. So he was already forking over most of his money, and then she told him he wanted to come and see her because he was going to take some of his leave to go and see her. That crazy bitch told him, nope, you aren't going to come, you're not going to come and see him because you didn't pay. You, if you want to see him, you have to pay extra. He's already making pennies on the dollar already. He was like, I want to say it's a PV2, which is not much at all. You're a private two in the military. You really make, you make a little bit more than minimum wage kind of thing. You're not making shit. So this dude was upset, got drunk as fuck one night, had finished a deployment, I guess a month or so beforehand, but he came back, was about to use it. Dude got drunk as shit. Next thing they found this dude hanging in his barracks.
Telling you. Also, it'd be women get conniving because the guy don't want to be in a relationship with her. So yep, she'll do the same shit. I done seen all scenarios of that shit, man.
Yep.
And they put good dudes in bad position, you know, dude barely making it. You know, they were going as a team. They barely making it as a team. Yep. Now they single, so he trying to do his thing. She trying to do her thing. He barely can make it. So, man, you got to think about it this way, too. Like, child support, man, like you say, it's good for the women who use it for what it's used for, its intention. But at the same time, too, man, it can put a lot of men in bad positions. And like you say, the suicide rate high because a lot of times the men that be like that be the good father. So they love their kids, yeah, and shit so much. And the mother's using the court system to take that away from them. And I always thought, too, that when you get on child support, you already sit under certain, you know, conditions and shit. So, you know, so how would she be able to keep him from seeing his children if he's on child support? Because I thought that's a part of the stipulation now. That when you even get put on that shit, you get certain days to visit your child, certain, you know, shit like that.
That's custody. That's different from child support.
Ain't that? But I thought when you get on child support, that shit is involved. That's go with it, too.
It's separate and at the same. It can be, but it all depends on the judgment. I mean, it also depends on the state you're in. And also, depending where you're at, too, like in the military, you have other rules. So some shit in the military, you'll be in Texas, but you're from New York, but they call it a military UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. That shit will have some other meaning. So
you sure that shit don't go hand in hand, like child support and custody hearings and shit?
In Texas, yes and no.
Because I thought, like,
it's yes and no.
When you get on child support, you have to go set up your visitation and all that shit.
Sometimes it all depends on the judgment. Because with my mom's case, you know, and me, there was really no judgment. There was no split cut. My mom was a primary custodian, and Dwight was a different custodian. You know, he wasn't.
So they didn't have like a set weekends and shit like that for you. So anytime he wanted to come get you, oh, okay.
My mom would say, hey, whenever you can come, you can come. But, you know, it was kind of open-ended in a way, but then she wanted to set it to this time. You have to see him at least this time of month, but...
Yeah, but that's because the nigga don't see you, so then they have to take that action and be like, well, hey, you need to...
Basically, the primary custodian has to make it to where you can be seen. They can't prevent you from seeing it because whatever. They can't use a child against you. They're not supposed to be. But women do that. A lot of women will do that, but not all of them. I can't see every woman because, shit, my girl doesn't do that with her daughter. Her dad wants to come and see him. He's like, hey, do you want to see her this weekend? He'll say, I'll think about it. And it's every weekend she'll do that.
And that's the kind of shit where it be fucking it up because you got the men who want to be fathers to their kids. Then you got the niggas who don't.
Yep.
And then also, this nigga Ziggy had a separate fucking fund for his animals and shit. This nigga had a giraffe fund on his child support.
Fund the dragons.
Say this can't be. This nigga want me to build a wild kingdom. I can't live like this.
This nigga had the Michael Jackson child support plan. This nigga had monkeys and shit. This nigga had a monkey fund.
That nigga say the MJ's
Michael Jackson's child's wildlife fund. MJW.
God, I didn't know this nigga had that. That's a premium package, my nigga.
That's a premium package, man.
God damn it.
That is some crazy shit. I've never heard that yet. I'm going to use that one.
I wish I had that, my nigga.
That's why that nigga pop went crazy. That nigga got tired of paying bills on cats and hedgehogs. And, oh, man, I'm paying for the nigga animals, not him.
Tiger food is expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. But just like that, though, I think we're going to wrap it up right here. It's been episode 4, When We Feel Like It Podcast, where we broadcast.
When the fuck we feel like it.
Trey, Sean, Ziggy, and we out.
Later.
Yo.